I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle, a radio.com station. Welcome back to Pandemic Pandemonium. It's Live Day 2020. Once again, we are indeed live and socially distanced for your safety. You can follow along on KISW.com, KISW's Facebook Live page, on the radio.com, and right here on the air on KISW. Now, my name is Malcolm, and I am indeed the voice of The Rock. Live Day 2020 is presented by our good friends at The Advocates, advocateslaw.com. Now, let's get this party started. Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this program are not that bright or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You've all been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers. The Grasshoppers. The Hip Ones. All gathered in secrecy and flying high.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,365. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
woo!
And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the Men's Room.
Yeah!
On tap today, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing it live. Welcome, bitches, to Live Day 2020 in the Men's Room. What could possibly go wrong? Ryan Castle will join us. We will sit and spin with nine songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink, get you drunk.
All right, here we go. Central Florida firefighter busted stealing Pokemon cards from the local Walmart. Meanwhile, a Minnesota man achieves a world record with a mohawk hairdo that is officially off the chart. McDonald's announces that a McPlant burger is coming to a location near you. Amazon delivery man makes a wrong turn on the golf course, and the damage will be hard to undo. And a 70-year-old driver creates her own drive-thru liquor store. That is all coming on today's very special Pandemic Pandemonium Live Day 2020 episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the year that has been 2020. By most people's metrics, this year has sucked a very specific part of a donkey's anatomy. We've had West Coast wildfires, East Coast hurricanes, COVID-19, social unrest. Kobe Bryant, Chadwick Boseman, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sean Connery, Alex Trebek, and Eddie Van Halen, they all died. And frickin' murder hornets. Murder hornets. Now, so far, the best thing about 2020 is that it is still scheduled to end on December 31st. But let's not forget that 2020 is also a leap year, so we got an extra day of this disaster. But today, Live Day 2020, we've decided that this year can kiss our collective ass. See, in spite of its best efforts, it has not ruined everything. Much like Luke Skywalker said to Darth Vader, "I sense the good in you." That's right, like an old vacuum cleaner, 2020 can't suck all the time. And that is the basis of today's Live Day pandemic pandemonium question of the day. Look, we've all heard the bad news that this year has offered up. But today, we want to hear your personal stories of triumph, where you looked 2020 in the eye and said, "I got something right anyway." So today, we want to hear about the things that actually went right. Maybe you had a kid, maybe you got a puppy, graduated, maybe you got married, you finalized a divorce, the herpes test came back negative. Look, I even Googled good news in 2020. I'm not making this up. The only story that really popped up was the fact that two pandas finally started mating after spending 2 years not. And they included a video. So if you like panda porn, well, guess what? More good news for you. But today we have a very simple question, man. Dig deep into your soul because only you know the answer to this. It's been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that happened to you this year.
Big Bar, Big Show, call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. You are listening to the Men's Room on 99.9 KISW.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Live Day on KISW. That was Almost Human doing Kisses Hard Luck Woman.
Yes, pandemic pandemonium. Live Day 2020 continues on The Rock, presented by The Advocates, advocateslaw.com. Now, get yourself ready, because we back to the men's room on 99.9 KISW.
Give it up for Almost Human doing Hard Luck Woman.
Crowd goes wild. I mean, I wouldn't have picked that song personally, yeah. Joe, but whatever. You know, you do your thing.
You. Yeah, you do your band. Oh, all the Michelle's and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,365. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Probably not a guaranteed future repeat, but you never know, depending on how this day goes.
It could
maybe
be.
Maybe you'll just listen to it place later on the old podcast or whatever you will. But a big show for you today. What could possibly go wrong? Every single thing that we are doing today is live. BJ and Migs pulled off an amazing show this morning.
Yep.
Oh, my God, man, to get up that early. Listening to the bands play. They were fantastic. It was a hell of a show. We have a tall order to make today.
But in all honesty, let's be honest about this. I heard a conversation earlier, and I heard one of the guys behind the scenes saying to BJ's show, well, no worries, because we've worked out all the bugs during your show. So
fantastic.
They're like the guinea pigs.
We're good then. No
we
problems.
Should be smooth sailing.
Ryan Castle will join us. Once again, we will sit and spin. We've got 9 songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style.
Because that's how you always want to celebrate the end of the world.
Because 2020 has been a year that maybe if you looked at your entire lifespan so far, this would have to be the most crazy year ever in your life. I don't know what could have happened to you where you had a worse year than 2020.
I mean, you could have had a worse year personally, but just to wake up every day and whatever you see on the news, everyone around you, everything, like everything sucked. Everything sucked.
Yep. Today,
except
our question,
the 2 pandas that finally started mating at the zoo. That's the one bit of good news.
Panda power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that happened to you this year. By the way, as we do the broadcast, which you can check out at KISW.com. Mm-hmm. If you like the KISW on Facebook, you can check out the live stream there as well. And if you do, you will see a young man, for some reason, in a room with no art, nothing on the walls, pedaling a bicycle for apparently what looks like absolutely no reason. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Creepy Kyle from The Advocate. Kyle, how are you doing?
Hey guys. Good.
From what we understand, Kyle, you are going to try to attempt to ride your bicycle during the entire live day performance of the men's room, and you're doing it for good reason.
That's right. And, you know, I'm starting, you know, we're what? 20 minutes in now, I'm already starting to think that this was a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
It
was your idea.
Your belly button is already sweating. We can see the nipple sweat that has already formed. The idea is you're going to try to keep this thing going for the entire length of the show, and we ask you to go to KISW's Facebook page. Make a donation as you do this for Coats for Kids for the Washington State Council of Firefighters. So there is a reason why you're doing this. Your penis will not be happy with you at the end of 4 hours. I can tell you that from sitting on a hard seat. I would just check off the bucket list of trying to have sex for the rest of the week. But how are you feeling so far?
Oh, man, I'm sweating like a dog. I asked my wife to bring me a fan, and it hasn't shown up yet. So,
really? You've got to be kidding me. What? Now, have you been out?
Yeah, so stay tuned for hour number 3, because it's probably going to get pretty sad.
Okay, how long?
I was just going to be on the ground.
How long have you actually been riding your bike during the pandemic? Have you been riding it at all?
Yeah, a couple days a week. Not enough for a 4-hour ride.
Okay, all right. But typically, can you get out there and knock it out?
I mean, I haven't ridden 4 hours in years and years.
All right. Well, this is going to be a hell of a deal. Ladies and gentlemen, Creepy Kyle will be riding his bicycle the entire day today. We'll check in with you. If you can talk to us, that would be fantastic.
But he's not really riding his bike because he's not going anywhere. Like, you're going to spend 4 hours on a bike and end up in the exact same place the whole time.
Do you have a window that you can open there? Do you have a slider or anything like that? Or are you pretty well just screwed in your basement?
No, the window's open, man, and okay. I'm still sweating.
All right, well, we'll check
it's
in.
It's all that drinking.
Please.
That unhealthy living, yeah.
For all the Kyle's doing there, visit KISW's Facebook page and donate for Coats for Kids for the Washington State Council of Firefighters. That is a great cause. Kyle, thank you for doing this. Thank you for sponsoring the show. Thank you for doing everything that you guys have been doing. But we'll check in on you. Make sure you're alive. Hopefully your wife will bring you some water. Get that nice, cool fan.
Get the fan.
And you'll be good to go. Okay, very good. Off we go.
Thanks,
on our question today, as it has been a hell of a 2020, and we're trying to make this a positive experience
for
everybody.
Good has to have happened, right?
We have
Believe it or not, it's not just you. Every single person has had things planned. Every single person had a lot of things that they wanted to do this year, depending on what you got into. But either way, we know for a fact that we haven't been able to do anything.
No.
That has been an incredible bummer. So it has been a hell of a 2020. Please just tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
I didn't know if we'd get any answers, but we have a lot of comments that came in. It says, my girlfriend and I bought our first home during the 2020 madness. Congratulations. Just remember one thing. Now, anytime something goes wrong, it's your problem. See, one of the beauties of renting, like, hey, man, there's a bee's nest outside of my... Someone else deals with it. That's just letting you know.
Also, mortgage rates are at an all-time low. There's some positive news.
Yay!
There you go.
Yay. Someone else says, where most people have gained weight during COVID, I have managed to lose 40 pounds. I hope that's not because you lost a limb or something. But
that's impressive.
Our good thing, we bought a big chunk of land in the woods in eastern Washington, 39 acres.
A lot of people...
I am owed 1 acre more than that, so please enjoy.
I have heard more conversations this year about people who just want to basically be off the grid. Now, not technically off the grid.
Just away from
people. Defined by off the grid.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people, man, who have just said, you know what? I'm moving to here. And I thought to myself, why in the hell are you moving there? And then they tell me all the things that they got going on there. And I'm like, that sounds pretty all right. Maybe I'll come out for a weekend.
I think about a cowboy.
Yeah.
Someone else says, roast me all you want, but my 2020 triumph... It's 91 days sober and counting. Why would we roast you for that?
Yeah.
We recognize that we have a problem, but I think that's very good for you, man.
Look, that's excellent. One of the things that we found out about was, we're counting. We're not able to smoke today.
Yeah.
So if we seem a little
tense... Why did you bring it up?
Well, because if we seem a little tense and testy, it's because we can't break downstairs and go get a cigarette.
Right. And we don't have the Dave Chappelle clause where we can just smoke indoors.
I know for a fact
Chappelle can.
Where the bands are right now at live Oak Audio
Visual. They're doing cocaine off of hookers.
You know they're
drinking.
Come on. They're outside smoking weed.
Oh, yeah.
They're having a good time. There's a reason Ryan Castle said, no, I'll just come down here and take care of these guys.
I'll hang out with the bands.
You guys stay in the studio up there with Sauce
I'll do
Man.
The hard part. I'll hang out with my buddies and all these bands.
Someone else, I like this. My kid is 34. He finally moved out on his own.
Oh, my God.
34.
We had our first daughter. Kendall Ann says, doesn't get any better than that. Listen, get back to me when she starts talking. I swear to God, it took like 3 years for my daughter to start talking to the point we started worrying about it. And my aunt said, listen to me. Once that girl can start talking, she'll never shut up. My aunt was not kidding. My daughter talks so much, she sings in her sleep.
Didn't you tell me she talks in her sleep when she comes in and lays down with you in the morning?
She rolls into the bedroom and she's just talking, talking, talking. But she's dead asleep. But she still won't stop talking. Someone else says, this year's been amazing for me. Weirdly, my girlfriend and I moved into our own place. I left my toxic job and doubled my income.
Nice work.
Good
All
for
right.
you.
Nice work.
Gracious.
And let's see. One and only good thing that happened this year. I got hired full time at my temp job. I started in January. Awesome company. Wacky people. Great benefits. Also took up fishing again.
Very cool.
Fishing's a good call, especially like when you couldn't go out and do anything.
I feel like in 2020, fishing's good. It's kind of solo. It's quite, the fish don't talk to you.
Fishing and camping. Yeah. Big year.
Fishing is the only thing besides maybe hiking where I've seen where people don't get into fights. Like I've seen people.
Not a lot of fishing boat
fights. You know
what
I mean? Like it seems like in grocery stores where all kinds of stuff. I mean,
sure.
God forbid this year, for whatever reason, it seems like if you just forgot anything at the drive thru and you're an employee there, someone would come back with a gun. Someone would throw a full soda in your face. Someone would jump the counter because you didn't have change.
Ice cream and lettuce, bro.
Or you didn't have a chicken sandwich ready.
Right.
Oh, God,
whatever
right.
it is, it just seems like it. People have just been very short fused, so to speak.
That is a mild way of interpreting that, I think. Oh, let's see what's going on out there in the world. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Sarah, are you there?
Uh-oh.
I'll see we're starting already.
Uh-oh.
Right out of the gate, no Sarah?
Sarah?
Oh, wait.
She's
I
there.
Think she
I'm here.
Oh, wonderful, Sarah.
Hi,
welcome to the program.
Hola,
welcome to Live Day 2020, Sarah. Are you there?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
When you talk, yes.
Yes, we can hear you. What's the one good thing that happened to you this year?
One good thing is that I'm getting custody of my daughter. I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Okay.
Why haven't you seen your daughter in about a year?
Well, her father passed away in 2017, and I moved up here to Washington for a fresh start and to a toxic relationship. Anyway... He's in jail, and I'm not.
So that's...
Okay.
Oh,
so
wait, right.
So time out. I'm trying to understand here. You said that your daughter's father had passed away, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the toxic relationship? So after he passed on, did you start dating someone else?
I started dating someone else that I had known in a previous life about 10 years before I met my husband.
Okay. And then this guy ends up in jail.
Yeah.
And then you move up here. And now, where has your daughter been? Has she been with your parents or family members?
No. She's been in foster care. I actually moved up here to pursue a fresh start after losing my husband. My ex actually was living in Tacoma at the time.
Well, it sounds like you've had a hell of a year.
Oh, yeah. Last year was way worse than this year, that's for sure.
That is really saying something.
That, you're one of the few people saying that.
Well, Sarah, congratulations on getting your little girl back.
Thank you.
That's some very good news.
Awesome.
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
I don't know how
it's
feel.
It's a good thing.
I know.
We're keeping it positive today.
I know.
You know that.
That's just a weird pot. Well, one's in jail, one is dead. I'm getting my kid back that I haven't seen in a year. Like, I understand that that is better, but wow.
Look. I'm not going to...
That's good in lowercase.
Yeah, I'm not going to criticize anybody for how they pick their spouses. I have no room to talk about anything.
The only person I would criticize on how they pick their spouse is my wife. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, exactly.
I know me. What are you doing?
But as far as the choice well...
No, your exes are in jail.
No, they're not. But I'm saying...
You don't know that.
I'm not good at it.
You know what? I don't.
If you had to think back to all of your exes and you said one of them's in jail, the first one that comes to mind is probably in jail.
But not for a bad thing. She probably just got a little...
When do you go to jail for a good thing? Ooh, you saved a puppy. Put him in jail. Like, you're only in jail for bad things, man.
I feel like the only one I know of mine that would be in jail... Well, not like just for like a day or two, is protected somebody else in a bar fight.
Okay. I would just say this to her. If you find someone that you really like, don't do that. Because they're probably like your other relationships.
Yeah.
Go complete opposite.
Right.
Try something completely new. He's boring. He doesn't leave the house. You never know. It's been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Cacao!
Forgot we had to do that.
I know.
We had to do everything. So what good thing happened to you this year? We're doing great, man. It's live day.
So while the rest of the world was burning, me and my girlfriend decided to roast marshmallows and bought our first house. Super low interest rate, got engaged, got a Traeger smoker, and an AR pistol.
All right. Yeah. How's the Traeger working out for you?
Fantastic. I'm making baby back ribs on Veterans Day tomorrow.
You can't you can't mess that up, right, with the Traeger? Isn't it just like foolproof? Like you can go to the store, you can leave your house for 3 or 4 hours if you need to run errands or whatever the deal is, come back and the temperature's still the same and all that?
For the most part, once the pellets start to get a little low, you need to refill it back up and monitor it. But
okay.
As long as your recipe and the time is set right, you're good to go.
What have you made in there so far?
Ribs is my number one, 3-2-1 ribs, but I do a 3-3-2.
What is the difference?
3-2-1.
Amount of hours you cook them, like uncooked and cooked, 3-2-1.
Okay. And is that part of the foil process, too?
Yeah, so the first 3 hours is a smoke session, which we all love.
Yeah, no, we drink and smoke.
Yeah.
Then the second, the 2 hours is wrapped in foil with brown sugar, honey, apple juice. But I found if you add an extra hour to it, it softens them up a little more. And then the last hour is just out in the open, but I like to do a little longer on that as well.
Okay.
How long have you been with the girlfriend that you decided to get engaged?
It's been about 3 or 4 years, and we've lived together about 3/4 of that time.
Okay.
I learned my lesson from the first one.
Let me ask you a question. In all honesty, you did ask her to marry you, but did the pandemic make it easier for you two when you were together, or was it more of a challenge for you guys?
You know what? The only thing that's challenging us is this stupid mask mandates. Other than that, we've been rocking and rolling, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
And when is the wedding set for?
September time frame next year.
Okay.
Ooh, so time frame. I like that. Yeah.
All right. So you're not really officially married yet.
But see, that's sort of like, you know, if you're a dude, you just want the ballpark of when it's going to happen. Because inevitably, we have very little to do with the date.
We just want
to
do
have very
the,
little to do with, like, the wedding colors. I mean, we understand that we get asked, hey, what do you think of these colors? Guys, it doesn't matter what you think of the colors. It's going to be the colors that she picks. So when she says, I like this one more, just say, okay.
Whatever.
Right.
All you want to do is the bachelor party.
That, you know what? And ladies, I mean this, like, look. Sure, we want to marry a blah, 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 but we want the bachelor party and we want the reception. The marriage is like this weird formality that we have agreed to go through to throw a big raging party.
And here's one.
Some guys really like the marriage part.
Well, yeah. Not the marriage part, the wedding part.
Right.
The wedding part, not the marriage. I say the wedding part.
No, they don't. No, they do not. It's boring. It's the.
Hey, I agree with you. I'm just saying. I don't know anybody that might want people right. to go to the ceremony.
Right, that's fact. Do yourself one favor as far as the bachelor party is concerned. You make the rules. You set the date. You tell everybody what's going to happen. That way, if you know your best friend and he's anything like a best friend should be, he's going to try to kill you.
Yes,
he's going to try to torture you. There's going to be things that you want to do.
Sure.
You're going to be strapped to a chair and beaten by women. I mean, there's going to be things that'll happen. Just make sure that you are in control of the blueprint of the weekend, right?
Yeah, but you can't really be. That's not how bachelor parties work.
I know that. You can take as much control as you can.
As you can.
Yeah, that's all.
Three shots later, it's over.
Right.
You know how this goes. Everyone's just there to outlast you, right? So for every one shot they drink, you've got two. So when they're four shots deep, you're eight shots deep, then you're malleable, you know?
Mm-hmm. I will say this. The bachelor could put in a couple hard, fast rules, but after that.
Right, no pictures. To me, that's the only
No
pictures. I don't know what's going to happen, but we probably shouldn't document it, right?
Yeah. I feel like that's a good rule for most parties.
Any party at all.
If you have almost even like a safe in the hotel room, make everybody put the phone in the safe before you go out at least a couple times. You know what I mean? Just make the standard rule. I know you like the safe in the hotel room.
Use it all the time.
I'd never use it.
You would forget the combination then, and in everyone's phones for the entire weekend
right.
would be locked
you
in a safe.
You don't use the safe. Where do you put your cash and your weed?
Yeah, no.
I always have it in my pocket.
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Hey. First, I want to give a shout-out to the Marines. It's their 245th birthday today, so
we all of them. We heard about that.
Yeah, we know we got it coming up,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah. We got you, Ken.
So, there have been a few highlights, but the biggest one by far is the labor of love that took over about 3.5-4 years. My wife's vacation rental place finally is able to be rented, and even some months it pays for itself.
Where is this rental place?
So this is on the water in Ocean Shores. You have about a 100-yard unobstructed view out to the harbor. You have waves crashing in. Nice little potbelly fire.
What took so long to get it ready? Was it kind of dilapidated, or what took so long to get this place rent-worthy?
Oh, no. Well, first off, Ocean Shores, they're on ocean time, so it's like Hawaii in that regard.
So the contractors are even three times slower.
Right.
Oh, good Lord, it was terrible that way. But, no, it was from the ground up. It was undeveloped, unleveled land that we bought.
Wow.
So it took literally everything in. My wife designed.
Now, let me ask you a question. Ken, how many times, was this every other weekend you were traveling out there? Was this every weekend? Like, how often did you have to go out there to make sure you're getting all your crap done?
Thankfully, we had a really, really good contractor. He was fantastic, and it's actually one of the last jobs that he did. He's been doing it so long.
Okay.
So
well, that's very cool.
He was in his hand most of the time, and then once COVID hit, my wife's a high school teacher, so we lived out there for a few months before.
Right. Well, we appreciate you listening. As much as you bother us, we should be able to go out there for a weekend or a week, and maybe the men's room could have a little weekend party out there. That would be okay?
Guys, seriously, hook me up anytime. I will be more than happy to oblige and get you guys set up out there.
Okay. What would be your golden rule, though? Like, if you said, all right, guys, I'm going to rent this place to you. Whenever you do, don't what?
Just don't smoke inside.
Okay.
Well, that's it? Okay. I can put my penis on the counter in the kitchen or anything?
Sorry, what was that?
Don't ask. Nothing. Just don't ask.
Yeah, we're good. As long as we don't smoke. Ted, what's the restaurant there?
Keep it legal and no cats because I'm horribly allergic, but... Bring dogs, bring
Oh, I can't bring my cat on vacation with me? Well, this is no deal.
How far are you from Galway Bay?
We are 5 miles.
All right, all right.
Is there a bar there? So.
Galway Bay is a great little Irish place.
Okay,
oh,
all right.
Galway's fantastic.
Okay.
They also put on a killer Irish music festival every year, except for this year because stupid COVID.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's where U2 plays, in fact, yeah. Irish music, yeah.
Yeah. They have like a deck you go out back to, and it's just a giant barrel of Guinness.
And it's full of Guinness?
No, no, no. It's like the door.
I get really
excited about stupid little things. Yeah, I'm like, telling you.
There's no beer in it?
If you're drinking in that bar and you go out back for whatever reason, open that Guinness door.
Sure. Okay. Do you have a vacation home, Ted?
I do not.
No, I don't either. No, that would be really nice.
Yeah, I live in it now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I live in it year-round.
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So the good thing that happened is that I'm in a 2.5-year-long long-distance relationship, and I went to see her in May and ended up trading virginities together. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's always pretty awesome when you lose your virginity. It's one of the things you don't look for again. How long distance is this long-distance relationship?
Florida.
Jeez.
Where in Florida?
Melbourne.
Okay.
Why is she there and you're here?
We met online. It's been long distance since we met, and I'm going to marry her one day.
You think so? How many times have you guys really gotten together?
One.
Never?
In May. Just Florida. Just
once.
Florida.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's not bad.
Well, if every time you see her, you're going to have sex. I mean, to me, that's an okay relationship.
She's coming up for the holidays with her family.
With her family?
Her family?
Her family's going to meet my family, yeah.
Wow, this is moving fast.
It is. I got interviewed by mom and dad when I was there, and we had meetings at her house, and it was all good.
Wait, what do you mean meet? You mean like just meeting them, or you had meetings?
Yeah, meeting them at the house.
Ah, okay, all right. Where would you choose to live? Say you two get married one day, as you say. Where are you going to end up living? What if she wants to stay in Florida?
She hates Florida. It's too hot. She hates Washington. It's too cold. So we're thinking Canada or Europe.
Okay. You're marrying Goldilocks.
That's it. This part is too cold.
Canada's pretty cold, too.
Yeah, it's freezing.
But trying to find somewhere a little warmer.
All right, let me ask you. How does one just randomly move to Canada? Don't you need to be like a Canadian citizen to do that?
Sure.
And so, you would take your Canadian citizenship test and hope to, have dual citizenship?
Pass. And then dual citizenship, and then I've got parents in the Seattle area. I can visit them.
Okay.
Or they can come up to Canada, okay?
Oh, look at that. He's already practicing.
Oh, all right.
See that? Yeah.
How old are you guys, by the way?
He's already gone.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Just the long-distance relationship, it's one thing if you're in a long-distance relationship. This is just my opinion. If you already knew each other, and then, job, school, whatever it is. But I can't imagine, meeting you online, I want to have sex with you. You know this is how relationships work, right? If you sat down and started chatting up some chick at the bar, it's not because I don't want to have sex with you.
Right.
I want to have sex with you, but when you're 3,000 miles away, you can't even do a booty call.
Okay, let me ask
you
this.
I can't just roll over and say, are you awake?
Let me ask you this, honest to God.
Hey, you awake?
If you're in Seattle, Washington.
You want a mimosa? Right?
Let's just assume that all the airlines are down because of the pandemic. Right? Right, you can't fly anywhere. You can drive someplace. If it were up to you, and you said, hey, look, you're in Melbourne, Florida. How far would you be willing to drive? Because more so than halfway to meet, to hook up in a hotel room for the weekend.
As a dude, I would drive to the tip of Argentina. You know this.
But would you drive, say, as far as, I don't know.
Yes.
Kansas City.
Yes.
Would you drive to Atlanta?
Yes.
I'll meet you. You only have to drive 9 hours, 8 hours. I will drive, for three straight days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question.
I was and I like her? Yeah.
Right. I like you, and we're going to have sex. There's no distance. If you could be on the International Space Station, I'll buy a ticket on Virgin Galactic. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Our question. Wouldn't you?
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Eve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. What's up?
It's live day, Eve. We're just doing a live broadcast. Everything is live today, from the music, the commercials, the sound effects, everything you hear, including you.
Including me. And
that's
I
right.
was live this morning, too, on live day.
Wow, you're just you're taking all of our time.
All the way live.
Yeah. What good thing has happened to you this year?
That's the one good. That's one of the good things that happened to me this year, that I got to perform on Live Day this morning.
Oh, you did?
Who did
you?
BJ and Mix show. Yes.
What did you do?
I did "Be Yourself" by Audioslave.
Oh, awesome! That is very cool.
Yeah.
Wait, you sang it?
Yes, I sang it and played it on guitar.
Was it good, or did they lie and say it was good? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family and, you know, and everybody at the station, they might be liars, but they said it was really good.
So. Well, I know the people at the station are liars, for sure. We're all liars.
Yeah, and, you know, my friends and family just want me to feel good, so, you know, I probably sucked, but, you know, they all told me it was great anyway.
You don't have anybody who could, like, give you some honest feedback, like a friend?
No, actually, I do have very honest friends, and apparently I nailed it.
Well,
so.
Wonderful. Great job.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing nothing for our show.
Oh, yeah. You go on there and you
say, I'm going to go and entertain people on their show. I'm just going to call in and brag about it on yours.
Right.
Of course, yeah.
What entertainment value is that?
Right.
Okay. Well, nice one. It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK. You are listening to Live Day 2020 with the Men's Room on 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The mighty KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle, a radio.com station. Pandemic Pandemonium, Live Day 2020, presented by the Advocates. AdvocatesLaw.com continues. This is the Men's Room on 99.9. KISW.
Great job! Let's give it up for Kathy Moore, our L Hire, doing a little Space Odyssey. Wonderful job, guys.
Awesome. All right, we are back. It is a Live Day 2020, hashtag Live Day. Our question today, as it has been a hell of a 2020, please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. Some comments rolling in.
First of all, Eve called. Eve was very excited. She was on BJ and Migs this morning and performed an Audioslave tune. We said, are you just bragging? Did you actually suck? She said, look, I don't know, but people said it was pretty good. And a lot of people commenting said she was awesome, sounded fantastic. Someone else says, I would pay to see her live.
Wow.
Which to me, that is great, a massive news. Statement. Someone else says, what? Men's Room is on and what do my ears hear? Gregor, sweet. Could KISW get any better? To answer your question, no. That's absolutely impossible.
No, just today.
We just needed Gregor here to take us over. If you don't know, Gregor does mornings on the end, but he's contributing.
Gregor's been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
And a lot of people, and he does like his Rubik's Cube, so the point it pisses me off, he keeps getting bigger ones. I want to say he has one. Instead of like 3 rows across, it's 5, and they can still solve it. Makes me want to punch him in the face, but he's too tall for me to reach that high. And then someone wants to know, not someone, a lot of people want to know, did Creepy Kyle crash on his stationary bike?
He is not crashed.
Because it sounded like he crashed.
No. Okay. Creepy Kyle is still pedaling along right now as we speak.
Yeah. How sweaty is he?
Creepy Kyle from the Advocates. If you go to KISW's Facebook page, he's raising money for Goats for Kids for the Washington State Council of Firefighters. Kyle is still pedaling. How are you doing, Kyle? Did you get your fan?
Yeah, I got my fan. I'm almost 14 miles in now.
14 miles in.
Have you turned the fan on? Because you are a sweaty, sweaty mess, man.
Yeah, I wish it was off. It's pretty bad in here.
Do you have like multiple clothes that you can put on? I mean, do you have an extra shirt or any of that? Or are you just going to sweat through the entire afternoon here?
Yeah, I might have to take a break and change at some point.
Okay, what about, hopefully you're eating like an entire pizza after you get done with that. I mean, you could do whatever you want, right?
I actually had warm-up pizza, so I had pizza before I started.
Okay.
What an athlete.
Not a bad idea. So if you've gone 14 miles right now, is it feasible that you could get in about 58 miles in 4 hours, or are you slowing yourself down a little bit?
No, I think I can do it.
Okay. Good luck to you.
For the kids, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for the kids.
For coats for kids.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, that's what we're telling
you.
Yeah, man, it's for the kids.
Kyle, you're only an hour in. So be sure to pace yourself, all right? Get some water.
By the way,
get the fan on.
We're watching him ride a bike and get all sweaty. Maybe we're the creepy ones.
That is a good point. Yeah. Look at how sweaty he is.
It's like, man, he's so sweaty.
Kyle, keep on pedaling. We'll check back in with you. Again, if you want to donate, go to KISW's Facebook page and help out the fine folks at Coats for Kids. Harder question, all of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. Mike, we're not trying to pick on you here, but we're going to start with you because you had a very big life event that was supposed to take place in 2020.
That's right.
Ironically enough, the date was 7/11,
yeah.
July 11th, 2020. You got engaged in 2019,
correct?
And you had planned to get wedding married.
You're so lucky
on 7/11 day.
That is correct. And we chose 7/11 because then it was easy for me to remember. I didn't have to think about it.
Were we invited?
Yes.
We were invited to the wedding.
Yes, you were just going to know about it last second, and then the doors would be locked until the ceremony started, and then you guys would be
late. Wait a minute, you didn't get the magnet?
No.
Oh, wow, man.
You're supposed to tell him.
I got two of them on my fridge.
Really? Neither did I.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you still have it on your refrigerator?
No.
Because the date has passed. What were the plans on the marriage? As far as where you're going to do this, were we going to get to Hawaii? What was the plan?
So the plan was is that we were going to have the bachelor party right around April, May. It was going to be down in Las Vegas.
Were we invited?
Yes, you absolutely were invited.
You didn't like to
remember? Yeah.
No.
Oh, I already.
Here's
RSVP.
The thing. I invited you guys because I know that you'd go down there. We'd have one great night, and then you guys would go off and do your own thing, and then I could enjoy the rest of my time.
Was that your plan?
What do you think our own thing would be?
I know exactly what your own thing would be.
In Vegas?
But then, yes. But then the wedding was going to be on 7/11. It was going to be a beautiful ceremony. It's a fantastic spot right down there by the water. And after that, no real plans on a honeymoon were set at that point. As we were kind of approaching, things started getting a little bit shaky.
I was going to say, how did that go down as far as the conversations you had with your fiance as far as, do we do this? Do we try something else? Did you bring up the courthouse? Did you bring up just eloping someplace?
We did. So that was tossed into the mix there. Like you said, do we just go to the courthouse and just elope real quick? You know, get everything legally figured out at first.
And then maybe have a celebration later.
Exactly. Yeah? But the problem is that, and Ted even mentioned it, is like, dude, if you're going to do that, you might want to get on it right now because as things were coming down. Well, not only that, but a lot of things were starting to get locked down here in Seattle. Like, as those ideas were coming, lockdowns were happening hardcore here in the city. And so we sat there, we were kind of looking at it, and then we just decided, you know what, should we push this thing?
Okay. All right, let me ask you this, because this is something most people don't think about, and a lot of people obviously have postponed their weddings. It's understood. But you guys postponed the wedding, and you guys, just like everyone I know, everyone starts going on a diet. You do all this crap to look good for the day.
Sure.
Then the day gets canceled.
Yeah.
Do you stay on the regiment you've been on, or do you say, look, man, I'm going back to eating straight up bacon, fat, and ice cream, and I will start this again maybe in March?
No, unfortunately, you stay on the regiment, and you know, work to just go ahead and keep that weight down.
Okay.
That sucks.
Yeah. You are also, I do remember you're going to go, you and your family, head down to Arizona, check out a Mariners spring training game or two.
That's right. We had plans to go on down and check out a spring training game for Christmas the year prior. I had actually gotten my old man season opener tickets to the Mariners. It was actually going to be opening day.
We took that day off.
We did. We actually, the paperwork was submitted. We're ready to go.
Yep.
I've got plans in place to where I don't have to do a doggone thing. I'm going to go watch baseball with my old man.
Right. And then, of course, we get a chance to go and sit in sweet as the XFL announced that the Seattle Dragons were coming to town.
What a great game.
And you have to understand this. We the first game, we got set up in a suite, which was sweet. I mean, you have no idea.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
It's very cool, yes. It's a great place to watch game, but that didn't last long. You did get a chance, and this is the thing that really sucks. We tried to get you, or you submitted for XFL press passes.
So here's the thing, is that as everybody here that's listening to my voice knows, I know that I write a blog every week for the Seahawks, and as the games come through, I give a little bit of a review. It's called Mike Hawks Fired Up, KISW.com. But then, in the off season, it's a little bit difficult to write for the Seahawks, and we started going over to the Dragons games, and I was fired up about the Dragons.
Yeah.
I am in, dude. I was a Dragons fan. I fell in love with these guys early, and so I get in touch with old the Sauce Man. I was like, like, hey, is it all right if I alter my blog for the Dragons? He says, absolutely. He says, do you want me to try to get you a press pass? I said, hell yes.
You had free tickets to go and sit in the press box.
He got me connected with the guy. We worked it out. I got it. I got my media pass. Boom. I'm gonna be in the press box. Don't have to worry about parking.
You know they have free food up there, right?
I'm sure they did.
You know
Miles.
They have drinks up there.
I'm sure they did.
They have everything.
The game that I was supposed to start my media life in, it went down. It was supposed to be against the LA Wildcats. I remember that. And I remember the week that it was coming up, they put up that nice little meme up there right there on their Facebook page. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we've had to cancel this game.
Yep.
Thanks.
Free hot dogs.
I almost was able to get in there just because I was media. They already kicked out all the fans. I didn't care.
Right.
I was
you
media. I could get in there.
Yeah.
Nope. They shut the doggone thing down.
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
You don't be the opposite of Mike. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So, for me, it's pretty much on the same boat as everyone else, but it was at the beginning of the year. Me and my wife bought our first house, but there's just been plenty of good stuff happened ever since then. I'm an open-up person, so was able to help a friend find a place to live, and they got married. Able to move my parents up here during the COVID and get them situated. And then also we were able to have a yard for our dogs to run around and cause chaos.
Well, that's pretty cool. Where did your folks move up from?
Nevada. 23 years is pretty much where I grew up. So they're just at that age where they need to be closer to family and I can take care of them.
Okay. What part of Nevada did your parents live in?
Elko, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
You know we're not familiar with that. You know damn well we don't know.
I know. No one does. So you got Vegas down in the south. You got Reno on the west. Elko's the east.
Oh wow. Okay.
8 hours north of Vegas.
How many people live in Elko? I mean, like, what's the population?
Let me put it this way. You could put that city that I was raised in could fit into the Seahawks.
Is that more Utah than basically Nevada?
It depends what you look at. The business ethic there is mining. So,
oh, right, okay.
You got, like, gold mining going on, so you got a lot of Idaho and Utah. I mean, you got the salt flats.
Okay, all right.
Between Salt Lake and stuff.
There's been a lot of people who move during this. You know, as much as people stay in place and everything else, as far as major life movements, moving is one of them. A lot of people have been able to do that during the pandemic, which is,
I never thought I'd own a home, right? So when we lived in Baltimore, I lived, for the last 6 years that we lived there, I lived in this same condo, been renting it, okay? The owner calls me and says, look, I'm going to put this thing on the market. Anyway, I want to give you right of first refusal. Now, I need you to understand something. I'm not business savvy.
Oh, man, you got to keep doing this.
It's live day, Miles. Jeez. That's a live fart. That's not the Foley artist.
Those tape ones we always be playing.
And it's not like we can leave during the commercial breaks either.
No.
Breathe it in, boys. So I'm there for 6 years. I get right of first refusal. And the only reason I decided to buy this place, honest to God, because I was too lazy to move, right? Like, you know what? F it. I'll buy the place. So you go through the whole process, and it takes forever because as much as banks want to give you a loan, they make it a difficult process. I jump through all the hoops. I get approved for the loan. I buy the place, and in my mind, I'm like, cool, this is the first place I ever own. It's a place I'm already living in, and it works out. I swear to God, it was 6 weeks later, we found out we're moving to Seattle. If I just didn't buy, and now I still own this place. But understand, I don't want to.
So you do have a vacation home in Baltimore.
In lovely Baltimore.
That is a wonderful place to vacation.
Man, oh man, who doesn't want to go there? Even when I went back, so last year I flew back to Baltimore for the Ravens-Patriots Sunday night game, still stayed in a hotel. Like, I could have stayed there for free. I'm like, man.
Do you have a renter?
Not. So, all right, quick side note, okay? So there is someone who is from Seattle. As it happens, she ended up moving to Baltimore. All right, you still have that place? I'm like, yes, I do. Please rent it. She was there for a couple of years. She is a great renter, man. I mean, she absolutely took care of the place. She eventually moves out because she gets married, has a kid. You need more space. Understood. So I'm going to put the house on the market. Something pops up. Hey, I need to be in Baltimore again for a few months. You still have the place? All right, let's not put it on the market. Go ahead, rent it again. All right. Once again, lining up to sell this goddamn place. And my parents, who may or may not move into my basement, were also like, well, if we go to Baltimore, they have a lot of friends. You know, how big was the place? And I explained it. And they're like, ooh, that'd be cool if we stayed there. I said, yeah, absolutely. I have no problem with that. Would not charge them rent. But like, yeah, you can stay there. The day after I said, yes, please, the other woman who normally has rented the place is like, hey, I might have to go back to Baltimore. So I don't know. I think I ought to tell her, do you mind living with my parents? Like, I'm done with this. I'm out.
Who gets the couch?
I don't care. That's their problem.
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Victoria.
Hola. Hello, Juan.
How are you doing, Miles?
We're doing great, man. It's live day. Hashtag live day.
Hey, Miles, what are we going to go to McDonald's, man?
What? Do you want to go to McDonald's? I think that would be a great idea.
Ooh.
We can get a Big Mac for the sauce man.
That is, he's been dying to do it.
Right. Instead of the McPlant burger.
Why?
I feel like when Juan asks that, though, that's like code.
It is code for, you want to get cocaine and have sex with hookers?
What do you want to go to McDonald's?
Right.
Exactly.
Can you supersize my meal?
Right.
Yeah. I got approved for a house. Go buy a house. That's what happened to me.
They must not know you.
Yeah. What? Well, that's great news, right?
That's huge.
Yeah, man. So,
Is this the first time, Juan, that you've ever tried to be a homeowner?
Yeah.
What did you think of the process other than sign here, initial
Jesus,
here?
Right.
Sign here, initial here. Sign here, initial here, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Was it fairly easy for you?
No. I got approved. We're looking for a house.
Right, but as long as you get the loan, man.
If you got the loan, you can get the house, right?
You're a lot farther along than most people, because then you go in, if you want to make an offer on something, you know the bank's going to back you on whatever you put down. So trust me, that's the hardest part of the hurdle sometimes. So.
Hey,
all right, well, congratulations, Juan.
Good luck on that.
Yep. It's been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
What are you taking pictures of, Ted? Seems awfully creepy, man.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I mean, you see us every day.
I'm going to put them on Twitter so we can hashtag it live day, and then people can look and see what's going on in the studio if they're not on the Facebook page.
Okay. Or not at KISW.com.
Or KISW.com.
It's also streaming live day there as well.
No, I forgot another one. Are you still... you know what? I'm going to tag it. That's Steve farting.
Jesus.
Look, what do you want me to do?
Just
what do you want me
today?
To do? I got to fart, man.
But today?
I'm sorry. My butt is excited for live
day. Ted, who normally doesn't use the bathroom on the air, already went and used the bathroom. Unbelievable. You think this is all live. We have to read the commercials. We have to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Ted figured out a way to go in, squeeze one out in 30 seconds. I mean, do they pit stop in F1? What have you been learning? Do they pit?
Yeah, you get to pit sometimes.
But I guess that's pretty quick.
It was a lot of lettuce.
Yeah.
So it was what we call an easy, smooth transition.
Okay, I see.
Right.
It has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. 206-421-ROCK.
I got to poop during the show. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola. Jess, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Great
day. Hell yeah.
No, this is one exceptional episode, I gotta say. And a huge shout out to Creepy Kyle for all of his valiant effort for Coach for Kids. And also, even though you guys pick on him, you know, like, no, hands down, there's no way I could do 14 miles on a bike. Like,
no, he could be lying. Understand that.
But that was just 1 hour. He's going to go for three more hours.
He was said
that's
he's.
That's what I'm saying. You guys still keep picking on him, talking about putting your. Penis is on his countertop or something like that.
No,
that was Ken.
We threatened to put a penis on the countertop of Ken.
Okay, sorry, there was like a few references there. Okay,
we would never do that to Kyle. I might put my fingers in his coffee mug, but never would I put my penis on his countertop.
You would dip in there, you know.
You know I would.
You drop it
if the coffee's cold.
All right, what positive thing happened to you this year?
Okay, so it's like it started out as a negative, but it turned into a positive. Earlier this year. In the middle of the year, basically, in May, I had a work-related injury, and at the time, it was what they thought I had torn my rotator cuff, and so I had an MRI, and I've been doing physical therapy, also had my very first ever cortisone shot, and so thankfully, the one good thing was it wasn't a complete tear, so I don't need, well, I didn't require and still do not require surgery. And it looks like I have a pretty positive outcome, and I was able to continue swimming, which is one of my favorite things to do. So, about all the crummy things that have happened this year.
So wait. Let me get this straight. So the good thing that happened this year is that the news is not as bad as you thought it would be.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I'll take it, man. You know, whatever. It's kind of the silver lining. Yeah. Like, something good happened, things just didn't get worse. And sometimes that's good
and
enough.
Yeah, they're actually getting better, too. And, and just real quick on a side note, when I called in, I think I had the pleasure of speaking with, I believe his name is Chaz, but I wanted to say hi to Mike. Hi, Mike, congratulations on your engagement, and I'm sorry that you couldn't have your nuptials because COVID sucks.
Thank you, Jazz. Appreciate it.
But his fiance doesn't care, so that's all that matters.
I mean, look, his fiance dodged a bullet.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man.
More of Live Day coming up, including Ryan Castle. He will join us. We will sit and spin with 9 songs about the end of the world, barbershop quartet style. Our question, it has been a hell of a 2020. Please tell us one good thing that has happened to you this year. We'll be back to the Men's Room on Live Day. More calls and the question of the day. This is Live Day on the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.